I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Do you like Christmas? Some people wish the holiday was over before it begins, with all the rushing, busyness, hectic pace of it all. But if we can take a moment, maybe a big breath, pause, reflect on what the true meaning of Christmas is all about, I believe we can anticipate the goodness of God and be filled with gratefulness for this season. Simeon was a priest who for years looked forward to the coming of the Messiah. Every year went by and it just seemed the same, busy, hectic. Yet when Mary and Joseph showed up with baby Jesus to be dedicated to God in the temple, his life and the life of others radically changed. Luke describes his encounter in Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 33 this way. At that time, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. He was righteous and devout and was eagerly waiting for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him and had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That day, the Spirit led him to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby, Jesus, to the Lord as the law required, Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace as you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people Israel." Jesus' parents were amazed at what was being said about him. Did you hear how Luke described Simeon? He was righteous and devout, all that we would expect a priest to be. But then Luke says in verse 25, and was eagerly waiting for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him. Simeon, in all the busyness of the temple, sacrifices had to be made, prayers lifted up, readings of the scripture, worship services and teachings had to be done. He was looking forward to, anticipating, eagerly waiting for who? The Messiah. Who does he see? Jesus Christ and his mother Mary and Joseph. What does he do? He receives the baby Jesus and takes him in his arms and praises God. He praises God by praying and revealing that this child, Jesus, will be a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people Israel. What a wonderful prophetic word about Jesus. He is the light for the nations. John recorded these words in John 8:12. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life." Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior of the world. He is the light of the world. Those that have placed their faith in him, believe in him, have this true light living in them and have been given eternal life, the light that leads to life. Do you have this light living within you? Has the busyness and stress of life blurred your vision of seeing Jesus? Have you been just going through the routine, the humdrum of life, and missed seeing the Savior? Look forward to Christmas. Christ has been born. The angels declared the good news. This Jesus, born in a manger in Bethlehem, would grow in favor with God and men. He would become the sacrificial Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, offering forgiveness and eternal life to all who believe. He was crucified, buried, and on the third day rose again from the dead. He was seen by hundreds of people after his resurrection, as 1 Corinthians 15 states. He ascended to heaven and is coming back again, Acts 1. This is why we celebrate Christmas. This is why we remember his birth. As the Apostle Paul stated, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us," Romans 5:8. Jesus is worth believing in, following, and living your life for him. Will you put your faith and trust in Jesus today? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Then you'll look forward to Christmas with great anticipation because of God's love expressed in his Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.